The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. To search for deep deposits of oil, companies troll the oceans with high-volume air guns that for weeks or months on end regularly pound the water with sound louder than virtually any other man-made source except explosives. We now know that these surveys can have a vast environmental footprint, disrupting feeding, breeding, and communication for whales and other species over literally thousands of square miles. It's the sort of activity that ordinarily requires approval under the Marine Mammal Protection Act and the Endangered Species Act. And yet the government has allowed it to proceed without authorization in the Gulf of Mexico, a body of water that may well be the most heavily prospected on the planet. The good news is that a settlement has recently been reached that puts biologically important areas off limits to high-energy exploration, expands protections to additional at-risk species, and requires the use of listening devices to help prevent injury to endangered sperm whales. The goal is to ask the oil industry to develop and field test an alternative to air guns known as marine vibroses, which could substantially reduce many of the impacts.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.